Shir Peyalef and Shabbos continued. Yud Tes Siman Hei Tav Shalom Zayin, June 5th, 1977, on Sunday continued.
Most Shemim Acheres, and they say that even Rav Shimon ben Meir, that when one removes the nails, or when he takes a haircut, he removes the hair, he cuts his hair, or he takes a shame. So according to this, according to Rav Shimon only the higher, if he wants to make a wig out of the hair, otherwise it's a mitzvah to the good. But according to most the shame, so according to Rambam, most the shame, so it's higher anyway. Because if he does it on Nasli Yafis's Atzmei, it's also considered Miloch Atzmei Chalukovot. Lifluk, Tesis is Lishitosim. Why does Tesis say that if somebody cuts his hair, or he takes a shave, or he cuts his nails, and he doesn't clean the nails themselves, so he does it only Yafis's Atzmei. So it's Miloch Atzmei Chalukovot. Probably Tesis Lishitosim, because the Rishon said that the criterion whereby we determine is whether something is Miloch HaTzrich HaLeguf or not is whether there is conformity to the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan. Now, in the Mishkan, when they were getting the Semer, so they needed the Semer itself. They won't get the Semer in order to be reacted themselves. So mainly any other purpose, even though it's a positive purpose, is considered Miloch HaTzrich HaLeguf. The Rishonim who actually can take this cloud, that the criterion whereby we determine as to whether something Miloch HaTzrich HaLeguf is conformity to the purpose that prevails in the Mishkan. So maybe they say that if he doesn't react to this Atzmei, it's Miloch HaTzrich HaLeguf. Miloch HaLeguf. Alright. The Yesh Leima. The Inkein. If Rabbonu Rav Shimon Svirlei. So why do they have to be Chelikan Rav Lezer in connection with Yad? Let them be Chelikan Rav Lezer in connection with Kehle. Liebliche bekehle, lieb die Acho kirchen Rabon. Wie oh, die Koma Mau, die Teime Rabon und Bichlin am Patre, heine Perusche, die Sphirle, die Rebschine, die Rebschine. Aber Rasche Pire ist die Patre, die Schmier Scheiche, sie sehse. So this is explained. Die Mau, die Teime Rabon und Bichlin am Patre, heine Perusche, die Sphirle, die Rebschine. But Rasche explained it not. Aber Rasche Pire ist die Patre, die Schmier Scheiche, sie Elo bitzen. So, why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? So, there is a deal, it's not a Rai Mechachas, that from Rashi agrees with Rambam, that when he does it, Eliyat is a Satsme, it's also considered Hamelocha Tzricholimu. Veinir Alevi, di behol ekelimite, di behol malachayim shaykh exit, ki yom aliyu akil ishkono, חייב משיבים. וכן שר, תומי, הנה תאו מלוי פי הזוג, חייב. וחמו מלוי פי הזוג, אומר רב יהודה שתיים. So חייב בשבס לרבונם בכלי, לרב אלעזר רב יד, וזהו שיעורי. So only when he cuts off two hairs. But if he cuts off one hair, so it's פוחס מחשיון. He's not חייב. But it's not in Loch HaKshuk. But Tanya Uli Kol Choshtayi Eime Becheni Kol Choshtayi Tanya Namor Hanei Tehu Melei Piyazuk Vishabes Chai Vichamu Melei Piyazuk Shtayi Reb Lezer Eime Rachas Umei Dim Chachom Reb Lezer Bim Lakit Liponis Mitech Shcheres So then is Chai Vechatos even when he cuts off one hair. Because what's the reason as to why? Only if he plucks out two hairs. Because if he plucks out one hair, not two, so it's not a loch of shuma. Masha'inke, if it's Livonis and Tirshcheris, his hair generally is black. But he has one gray hair. So he feels aggravated, he feels annoyed by the fact that he has one gray hair. So when he plucks out that single gray hair, so then he'll look young again. So the male plucking out one hair in this case is Miloch HaChshuva. So he's high. Black is on the street, black is high. So he's high. So he's high. So he's high. So he's high. So in other words, that when one wind plucks out the grey hair from the black hair. So he's either allowed the rice in the chayil because of the yilbash. Now, as far as the yilbash is concerned, so that can vary from time to time, from place to place. It all depends. If only women are interested in looking young, and men are not interested, so when a man does it in order to look young, so he's able to yilbash. But if men are also interested in looking young and not having any, if men generally are interested in looking young and not having gray hair, so then there is no yilbash. ודובר זה הבחיר עושה משום שנאמר הוא יובש גבר יובש גבר שים לסיש תניה רב שימן בן הרוז הרים ציפירן שפיר יש רובון וציצין שפיר שרובון ביד מותה בכלי חי. So in other words, if most of the nail is already detached but it's still hanging on, so all the skin and the finger that Shapir Sharubon, so it's muter b'yad to remove the rest, to detach it completely. B'chli chayifat. Mi kemini b'chli chayifat as b'yad muter l'chatchile, because the distinction between chli and yad consists in the fact that whereas chli is the natural way, so b'yad is l'chayad. But l'chayad is always a son d'abor, so why is it muter l'chatchile? מי כמי יכולי חי אחד יד ותחת לא אוכל אמר פיר שרובון ביד מותר בכלי פוטר אבל עושה לא יפירסו רובון ביד פוטר אבל עושה בכלי חי אחד עוש אמר רבי יהודה הלוכת רב שימו אל עושה אמר רבי באחונה אמר רבי יחנה יהיו שפירסו כלפי מעלו מוצר יסייסי. So when do we say that if פירש רובון, if the nail is pirshu, I mean this, not the nail, the rishonim apply it to tzitzit, to the skin, not to the nail. So, but when do we say that tzitzit shepirshu is muter? So there is one limitation: only if the skin, the tzitzit, is pirshu v'abimalo. Now, the rishonim don't apply this prerequisite to nails. By nails, it doesn't make any difference where it's pierced, the mile or not the mile, whatever the pshat of the mile is. He only regabe tzitzi, the skin. So, who's the pierced part of the mile? I'm not like to see the Rosh Nafash. Blessed in the Bachas of Chai, who dream like the Azu, Achas Chai, she Bachas of Makpi, she will be like his okay. Sim Vasisho, Viderech Hanoshim, Vahakit Al Kach, Ulis noise. Now the Tzemach Tzedek, the Babish Tzemach Tzedek, so he asserts shaving a beard. Shaving a beard, even with a Misperayim Kenta, he asked it. So for several reasons he asked it. So two reasons are not shy of today. Because one reason as to why he asks it is because it's minhag ha'goyim. So that was shayach, I mean, in his day, but today, I mean, all Jews shave their beards too. I mean, so it's not shayach to say chukisaku, so it's not even wasn't rabbi. Then he asks it on the basis of liyumash. Now again, this is not shayach today. So if it's in a place and in a time where men don't shave their beards and they all have beards, so maybe when one man does shave his beard, so he's misnaying the kishutim of a woman, so he look like a woman. A woman has no beard and he shaves off the beard too. As a matter of fact, there is a Talmud Milus in Israel that says the Gabin explaining with Silbash. So Talmud Milus in Israel mentioned that. But that's only shayach if in that particular place. So men don't shave the beard. So in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, so men So men did not shake the beard. So maybe it was kishute isha. But today it's not child. But then the Tzemach Tzedek mentions another reason on the basis of Hakov. So he says that according to the Rambam, Sloshim it's mashma that even with Misparayim, so there is an Isra Rabbah. Now, you actually find a stire, an apparent stire, but it's not a stire. Tzemach Tzedek knew what we were saying. On one hand, he asks that on the basis of Kukis Hagoyim. Kukis Hagoyim, so that means, on the other hand, he asks that on the basis of Nesilvash. Now, Nesilvash depends upon the practice of people. So, obviously, in his day, so it wasn't the practice of men to shave their beards, because if it had been the universal practice of men, of most men, to shave their beards, it wouldn't involve Luyubash. I mean, that's a fair shedin shechonoch, that Luyubash depends in Allah of Zman and Moki. In other words, in a place where only women look in the mirror to see whether they are nice, and men not, then it's also to look for a man to look in the mirror. But in a place where men also look in the mirror, so then there is no Isa, so it's Mutar Chatzchila. So it seems that in the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, so it was not the practice of men to shave their beards. It was not the practice of men to shave their beards. So, but if it was not the practice of men to shave their beards, how could it involve an Isra of Kukis Hagoyim? Now the truth is that in Russia, so until Peter the First, so all the Russian goyim, they had beards. No one shaved. But then Peter the First, so he issued the decree that every resident in Russia must shave off the beard, must take a complete shave. Now, so but 95% of the Jews did not comply with the tzeira, even though there was a tzeira and there was an image, but they managed not to comply with the tzeira. So now the Tzemach Tzedek was already after the Gzeira of Peter the First. So the goyim, the universal practice among the Russians in the Tzemach Tzedek's days was to shave the beard, but the Jews not. So Mimele, he says that it involves on one end the Nisar of Kukis HaGoyim, and on the other end it involves a Nisar of Liyubash. So in other words, so according to him, even though the goyim do resort to this kishur, but as long as Jewish men don't resort to that kiddush, so it involves a misa of the yodash. All right, but these time are not shy of today, because today, I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, I mean, so Jews also shave their beard. So maybe it's not shy to say chukis hagoyim, and it's not shy to say the yodash. But he mentions another reason. He mentions another reason. Der Rambam says, "Be gewesenlich damit ist Chovim aloche zayin. Derech gehamen yud Chovim hoyol hashkes kono. Vificho chos chotir ol hashkes hazot. Vichom ishpil yisli ishpil. Vecheelden vechatachten yunim vechenismei yishpil hazokim. Vileike al kopei ulpei. Vinot von kulon keachas leike chomish. Vinechaye vachin galchenu bita'a. Shenema vinsashchis. Vinechaye vachin galchenu bita'a. Vificho im gilachs kone. Bimisporayim pot. So is it died from the Roshna Rambam. Since the Rambam uses the Roshna. Vifichoch in Gilach Skone, Bimisporayim pot there, that the Nisar Rabbonim builds to be Migaleach in Bimisporayim. So he asks it. I mean, this is one reason that it has relevance today too. I mean, the other two reasons have no relevance today. But this reason has relevance today too. Now, but, so, even according to the Tanach Tzedek, that it's also the Rabbonon, that he said, according to Rambam, there's the Nisar Rabbonon, to be Migaleach, the Pasazokim, the Misporayim, so only if you Migaleach Misporayim, but if you do it with the Sam, so there are Chuvas, I mean, even according to Tanach Tzedek, so there is no Nisam the Rabbonon. But the whole deal, the whole deal of the Tzemach Tzedek in the Rosh and the Rambam does not seem to be so. Because if it is true, if we are to assume that when the Rambam says Lefichoch in Gilach Skoni bin Isporai is Potter, so it means Potter Avoloseah, Potter Avoloseah, so then it's a Kalvachim of logic. If vis-a-vis Peyes Hazoki, so the Shittes of the if vis-a-vis Peyes Hazoki, so there is a Nisea to be Migaleach Misporayim, so vis-a-vis Peyes Orosh. Now, there is a Machlekes between Tesis and Shmuel Dav Gimur and the Rambam. But Peyes Hazokin, so the Gimur says, when is the Chayev only if it's Migaleach Bita, with a razor. But if it is Migaleach Misporayim or even Misporayim Keita, let's say an electric shaver, something like that, a clipper, not a razor, not something like a knife. So then he's not chayav. How about Peyes Harosh? So Teis Veshite is that this aloche of Giluach Sheyesh Be'Ashchose Dav Ketar applies only to Peyes Hazokin, but Peyes Harosh, even with Misporayim Keita, will be chayav malchus. If you cut off the Peyes Harosh, let's say, with an electric shaver. According to the Rambam, so the same Yalfuse of Giluach Sheyesh Be'Ashchose that the Gemara mentions regabe Peyes Hazokin applies to Peyes Harosh. Now, so if the Tzemach Tzedek's deed in the Rambam is true, that according to the Rambam, even Peyes Hazokin is also the Rabbonon to be Midaleya, the Mizraim, Allah has come and come with Peyes Harosh. Peyes Harosh, according to Teitzve, so is Chayim Malkis, or either Rambam is Chilek. But the Rabbonon that applies to Peyes Hazokin certainly should apply to Peyes Harosh. And you'll see how the Rambam says, in Perik Yudveitz Mechas Avrizore, Avriz Chobim, Haloche Bo, Umutel Lilakeita Peyes Bimizraim, Bao Peyes Harosh, Loinesar Lash Hosebita. So the Shittes Rambam means that you are allowed lechatchila to cut off the Peyes Harosh shelo bita. Allah has come v'chamo that you are allowed lechatchila to cut off the Peyes Harosh. Okay, so we see, I mean, that this theory is not accurate in the Rambam. Now, so why does the Rambam say poter? So the answer is in Ilche Shabbos, so the Rambam himself mentions it well, that whenever he says poter, it means awesome. So then the Rambam, that all the Rambam mentions Ilche Shabbos, but it's not a klal in only Isurim, in Ilche Shabbos. So he mentions that klal. But in other Isurim, when he says poter, it could be poter or muta too. Alright, anyway, I just... Alright. So... Okay. Yes?
In this halach of Silvash, let's say not gray hair from black hairs, let's say unnaturally long hairs, or shorter hairs, they don't look nice.
Well, unnaturally long hair.
Longer hairs that grew longer than the
man. And why does the person grow long hair? Because he thinks it looks nice.
No, he wants to cut them off because it doesn't look nice.
What? He wants to cut off the long hair.
And to make them even with the others.
I mean, Shabbat is there because
you have the same suit. Black, white, and black.
Oh, you mean on Shabbos, you mean?
No, on Silvash. Understand? He wants to make a seed.
I thought that the derech of women is to have long hair.
Not man.
that when the man cuts off the long hair, he should be able to yield us. This is inability even in this generation. Such an athlete, I mean, neither men nor women have attained, you see. That cutting off long hair should be a kishut of women. In other words, that will only be shaya if the universal practice of men will be to have long hair, and the universal practice of women will be to have short hair. Then you can ask the shaya.
I have a problem.
Then you really do not have a problem.
No, I have my eyebrows, I have hairs that are very long.
So that will not involve any sort of your passion. Because when it's unusually long, let's say the hair of the eyebrows is unusually long, so it's not a kishud. It's not a kishud of isha, so every man under these circumstances would do it. So maybe, but most men don't have unusually long hair in the eyebrows, but every person, every man who has long hair and eyebrows will do the same thing, so maybe it doesn't involve any sort of it. Now, Rehu Shapir Shuletzi the Rashi. Now, I got off an tangent. I mean, in the here and explaining this Gemara. So, Siva Sisho Viderech Hanoshi Lehakpit Al Kach Uri Snoitz. Now, so Tzitzin Kimin Ritzuis Dakeis Hapir Seis Meir or Etzba Sonvat Spira. There's the skin. Shapir Shurubon Krevi Winot. מי כמי כמי פריחה יפחת על יד כשבוץ זה ירות הגוי כלפי מהי הוא מצד הציפרת ישחילו לפרש וכל מצער לצווה now so what did he say כלפי מהי הוא מצד הציפרת now you see that the two mentions מחלקס ושנים on that on the surface it appears that there couldn't be any מחלקס ושנים in that Gemara for the two mentions the whole מחלקס ושנים two מחלקס ושנים on that Gemara סימן שין חופס ציפרן שפיר שרובו וכן ציצי שפיר שרובו כלפי מיילו שמצערי סייסון ביד מותר עשיו בכלי פוט אבלוס לא פיר שרובו ביד עושר בכלי חי פרקוס כך פירש רש יכול כלפי מיילו מצערי סייסון אבל די אומר רבי ברכון אומר רבי יחנן והוא שפיר שרובי מיילו מצערי סייסון אבל מדברי הרמב״ם זל משמע שהם באיזה יומי כלפי מיילו וגם מצאריס שכוסה בפירש כלפי מיילו ומצאריס איסי מותר ביד ואם אין מצאריס איסי עושה Now, so he mentions, so far he mentions a machlekes between Rashi, it's not explicit, but the two so understood, the Rashi and the Rambam, that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, because Rashi says in explaining כלפי מיילו, מצד הציפרן, הסחילו לפרש, במקום מצער לטווה, that it's not the הלוכה of כלפי מיילו per se. This is a מציאס. If it's כלפי מיילו, so then it bothers it. If it's not כלפי מיילו, it doesn't bother it. But suppose, I mean, so this might vary, I mean, so one person, he doesn't, another person, he has, let's say, very sensitive skin, very sensitive tissue, it does bother. So maybe that means that according to Rashi, it's not the aloha of Tlapi Milo per se. It's only as a semen, as a liar that it bothers him. And so even if it's not Tlapi Milo, it bothers him. So in the same method. But then he says the Rambam Shikin is no. That there are two separate prerequisites according to Rambam. In order to be Mutar Chatchile, to detach a piece of skin on the finger that is mostly detached already. So there are two prerequisites. Number one, that the place where it's mostly detached is Klapimayo. And number two, that it should bother. So there's a machlokes. I mean, why? So visually, if we say like Rashi, we can understand. So it's only me and me see it. Because the Chachonim will only matter here if he has that, if he doesn't bother him not. But according to the Rambam, So why does it make a difference whether it's Mayro or it's not the Mayro? Why? Why does it make a difference? Alright, so that's one. Machlekes. Then he says, Upirish Rabbi Mayro, then the Torah mentions another Machlekes. Upirish Rabbi Mayro, Shepirish Kilapi Agu. Kilapi Agu. V'yesh Nifoshim Kilapi Reshetz Boiz. So Reshetz Boiz is Rashi's Pshat. Kilapi Agu, that's Tesis Pshat. V'tzorich Lochish Lochola Perosh. So what does it mean? That in either case, are you allowed to remove the skin? Because either the skin is klape aguf or it's klape its voice. The same skin could not be in both places, both klape aguf and klape its voice. So that means that we have no heter because of that machlekes. So the Torah says we have no heter. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber also passes like that. Simen Shin Chopres Sifra Melav Tziperem Shepirsho Vititin Shein Kimin Ritzuiz Dachis Shepirsho Meir O Etzba Sobim HaTziperem Impirsho Rubon Kilapi Mayro Umitzari Seison Lo Siron Biyad Muta Bichli Potter Avolosa Lo Impirsho Rubon Biyad Potter Avolosa Bichli Chayev Chatos Upirsho Rashi Kilapi Mayro Kilapi Roshi Etzbe Isol So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean to Roshi Naperushi? You have no heta. We should be chishis for both perushim, so you cannot remove the skin. So the mitzias, we have no heta according to the psak of the Tur and the Mechaber to detach a piece of skin on the finger that is mostly detached already and still hanging down, but that's only Ligabe tzitzit, skin, but Ligabe nail, so doesn't make any difference whether it's Klapi Mayro or not Klapi Mayro. That only applies to tzitzit, not really. Now, let's see, so we have two machlekes to share. One machlekes is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, as for the Klapi Mayro, is a separate prerequisite, or it's only descriptive of mitzayos. So maybe if it's only descriptive of mitzayah and so on, so maybe the important shaila is whether it is mitzayah. So if we know that it is mitzayah, so no matter what, so if it's mitzayah, it is mut. And the Rambam, what they call it, the Rambam, it's a separate prerequisite. Yes, what is it?
So
should
they pass
in
the second Medina?
All right, Tekashi. All right, anyway, I mean. Why the Tur and the Mechaber here are so chishish? Oh, it's only in Gir and Rabbonot. So why are they so machmir? I don't know. But we see they are machmir. But then we have another machlekes. What does Klapi Mayro mean? So Rashi Shita is, it means Roshi Etzvoitz, and Klapi Roshi Etzvoitz, and Teitzvah Shita is Klapi Mayro. Now, Klapi Mayro is Tzadat Zperen. He's Chilu Yifresh. He comes Tzadat Zperen. Now, Teitzvah says, Alright. Now, so you would say that according to Rashi, that it's not klapi mayo doesn't mean klapi agu. The Hebrew Tzadat Zperen, that the skin means this skin, you see, this skin. But the Prishe says no. That Tzadat Zperen doesn't mean this. This is what I would say, I mean, by looking at the Rashi, that according to Tesis, that it means Klapi Aguf. So, Klapi Aguf, so that means here, beneath the nail. The skin here, beneath the nail. And according to Rashi, it's here. But the Prisha says no, that according to Rashi, Klapi Aguf means on the side. The skin here or the skin here, on the side. Not here. The skin here or here. And according to Texas, it means it. So according to Pesach, it means what it purports to mean on its face. But according to Rashi, the Pesach says that connected as voice doesn't mean here. I mean, I understand why the Pesach said, because why should this be called connected as voice? This, we understand connected as voice. But this, why should this be called connected as voice? Alright, so you could say, but this is what the Pesach said. So he says, Uposhim, the Rotolema, you Pirsha Rashi, Hatsitsi, and Uposhim, it's at my room, Eitzelatikere, Svivei, Beinze Mokim Shibie, Umhuboi, so they are detached here, Eitzelatikere, Svivei, Beinze Mokim Shibie, Umhuboi, but here the skin is completely attached. It's intact here, but here it's detached. Umhuboi, it's at Mata, Beinze Dachasatikere, Ulatinze Subiheter. שמנותוקים ומפורושים ממטו למיילו ומחובורים למיילו בצד האצבע. So that is, it is detached. It is detached here. It is detached here, but here it's intact. Now, so what is the machlokes? Now, then we have another sheet of Rashi, that there is no significance in Limailo per se. It's only descriptive. Alright, so according to that sheet of Rashi, so it's not necessary to discuss why this, not that. I mean, because this bothers him more. And if the other way it will bother him more because of the tissue, so then it's also more. But one could agree with Rashi's pshat that the Maimon means inside its voice, and not agree with the other sheet of Rashi. That Maimon is only descriptive of Mitzah. In other words, it's two separate questions. It just happens that Rashi, on one hand, holds that Lemailo has no significance per se. It's only descriptive of Mitzare, and then he has another sheet that Lemailo means Mitzare its voice. But someone could agree with Rashi's shout that Lemailo means Mitzare its voice, but and agree with the Rambam sheet that Lemailo means a separate prerequisite. So, now, if we say like Rashi, that Lumayro means the tissue here, and here it's completely intact, but here it's mostly detached. So according to Rashi himself, so the meaning, the reason as to why it has significance, the fact that it's detached here or here, because it bothers him. But let's say if somebody accepts Rashi's pshat, and at the same time he agrees with the Rambam Shite, that it's a separate prerequisite. So what's the reason? Tapke, Lemailo here and not here? What difference does it make? In other words, if let's say it's mostly detached here and it bothers him, it annoys him, he's not allowed to detach it completely. But if it is here, and it bothers him, if it's detached, here, on the sides of the nails, and it bothers him, then he's allowed. What difference does it make? It bothers him here, it bothers him there. What difference does it make? So apparently, I mean, why are we matir be mocking tzar? Here tzar doesn't mean real pain, it means, as it, just as in the case of nails, so do you have real physical pain when a nail is mostly detached? It just, you feel annoyed by it. So that kind of tzar is also considered tzar. So when were the Chachomim matir b'mokim tzar? Only if it can, al pidin, can be considered that it's completely detached. So if let's say the detached part is at the extremities of the finger, let's say here, so it's at the extremities of the finger, so then tumi tenza. But the skin that is mostly detached happens to be at the extremity of the finger. So maybe it's considered as if it is completely detached. That's why if it bothers him, the Chachomim omad. Masha'inkein, if a piece of skin is mostly detached here, and at the extremity of the finger, it's completely attached. So then we cannot say, just because, now suppose that a piece of skin will be mostly detached here in the middle. So, and it will bother. So he will not be allowed to remove it. It's only according to Rashi's pshat. So it's only muter if it can be considered al kedin completely detached. So when it is at the extremity of the finger, so then we say, after all, this piece of skin is already hanging down. It's just hanging down to something. So mainly it is considered as if it is already, as if it had been already completely detached. But if it is here, not in the extremity, we cannot say that it's already considered completely detached. But what's the reason of tasteless? What's the reason of tasteless pshat? I mean, tasteless says that only when it is here, mostly detached. But if it is here now, on the contrary, from the point of view of considering it completely detached, so it's more than smaller to say when the detached piece of skin is at the extremity of the finger, not in the middle of the finger over here. Unless tasteless shita is, after all, the Torah says that from Rashi's Loshon it's mashma, that there is no significance in the Milo per se. It's only the Milo is descriptive of the fact that it bothers him. It bothers him more. Unless we say that according to Tesis, that Tesis, even though Tesis is chelik on Rashi's pshat of the Milo, Rashi says it means klapei etzba, and Tesis says it means klapei aguf, but Tesis agrees with Rashi's adashim, that there is, it's not a separate requisite. This is only descriptive of a place where it's more painful. And I don't know about anybody else, but I do feel that way. When a piece of skin is detached right here, so then it's more painful than if the piece of skin is detached somewhere else. If it is detached right here, the juncture of the nail and the skin, then it's more painful. I don't know whether it is with everybody like that. I mean, I feel that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm different. So if Tetzvah Shita is like Rashi, that it's not a separate prerequisite, it's only descriptive of a sensitive spot, so then we can understand. But Rashi Shita could be explained even if Rashi had not said that this is descriptive of a sensitive spot. But Rashi Shita happens to be that it's only descriptive of a sensitive spot. Alright. The Chinah Gidalis. Gidalis. Now then you could give another shot. I mean, Tesis. I mean, even if we say that Tesis does not necessarily agree with Rashi's Shita, on the other question, and that Tesis, we could explain the Tesis, I mean, even if we assume that Tesis agrees with the Rambam Shita, that it is a separate prerequisite, it's not descriptive of a sensitive spot. So why Tafke, if it is detached here? Now, because you see that Achrein discussed the question, according to that it's Klapiezba. So the question is, we say Pirishu, what does it mean, Rubi? Rubi of what? Rubi of what? Let's say you have a piece of skin that is detached. It's mostly detached. Mostly detached as of what area? As of what area mostly detached? In other words, whenever you have a piece of skin, I'm not going to to pay off skin, but let's say, let's use a piece of paper. So in other words, so let's say, now, so let's say, it's detached up to here. So you could say it's mostly detached. What do you mean mostly detached? From which area it's mostly detached? If you start, if the beginning point is here, so then it's mostly detached. But if the beginning, if the starting point is here, so this, if such a piece is torn off, it's not mostly detached. So the question is, how do we consider it? Mostly detached, what does that mean? So vis-à-vis Tzipeirem, there is no problem vis-à-vis Tzipeirem. Because with Tzipeirem, we know where the Tzipeirem exactly begins. So let's say the Tzipeirem begins here, here the Tzipeirem begins, and then it ends here. So Pirush HaRuba means, if the major portion of this area from here to here is detached, so that's Pirush HaRuba. But in skin, what do you call Ruba? That's discussed by the Chimigot. What is called Ruba? So it could be that this is exactly the reason as to why tasteless says that Pirush HaRuba means Klapei HaGuf, only here. Because if it is here, so the question is, what do you consider Ruba? Let's say such a big piece of skin is pirish. So that's not a major portion if the starting point will be here. Or even the starting point will be here, so such a piece of skin will not be considered Ruba. So if it is on the side of the nail, so then you don't have any criteria whereby to determine as to whether it's Pirush HaRuba or not. It all depends what point you consider as the starting point. Mashenkin, if you say that Lemayo means here, so the starting point, so then we have a criterion, just as we have a criterion in regard to a nail. So what's the criterion in regard to a nail? What is the Pirush HaRuba? In other words, if, let's say, this nail is torn off from here till here, so then it's Pirush HaRuba, because the size of the nail begins here and it ends here. So the nail is the skin. So that piece of skin, that city, that membrane, that is parallel to the nail. So here you also have a starting point. So you can say, as a matter of fact, not the starting point is here. So let's say, in regard to a nail, so what is the starting point here? Because the nail begins here, and it ends here. So in regard to the skin, so according to this chart, so it means the starting point is here, just connected, the starting point of the nail, and here. So if the major portion from here to here is torn off, so then it's mitzaya, they say, so it's allowed to tear it off completely. Alright. The Chayin HaGdeles. Gdeles kecheles upikeses. Mishumai mechaydeh. Omar Rabbi Obin, Omar Rabbi Yisbar Chanine, Gdeles mishum eregetz. Kecheles mishum kesedetz. Pikeses mishum tov. Kesedetz mishum tov. So why did the more Rabbi Yisbar Chanine say so Gdeles mishum eregetz doesn't have to be explained. So, because when a woman plaits her hair, so it looks like Ari. It looks like Ari. So, Kecheles Mishum Kisebes, what's the connection between painting the eyelids and writing? So Rashi says, Mishum Kisebes, so that's when you write, you take the kumis, the pen, and you move it like this. So when a woman paints the eyelid, she does the same thing. The Rambam here says, not kecheles mishim tzivas, but kecheles mishim kesedes. According to Rabbi Zera, and according to Chachamim, the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, in Perek Chof Gimel Melech HaShabbos, Halacha Yud Beis, Keitzei Yivneich Miyobis Melochis, Lepichoch Oso Likheu Bipuch Bechayetzi Bishabbos, Mipni Shehu Kekeisei. So everybody reading the question against the Rambam, but the Gemara says, Kichalism says, Va, so they say, that the Rambam definitely had another girse, and the Raya is that the Smag says, Kichalas Mishim Kiseles. Now, the Smag and Yireim are the two Mishaynim who say that there is a Nisar Ha'is. But, I think that whereas the Smag says, Kichalas, painting the islands, is also made the Ha'is Seantis called Kaysay. So he had the girse, Kichalas Mishim Kiseles. I think the Yireim says, Kichalas Mishim Kiseles. But, the Sarashon Shabbat, between the Yireim and the Smag, is that it's also made the Ha'is. But all the other Mishaynim say, that Allah is like Chachomim, it's also an only with Ramon. It's also an only with Ramon. Alright. Ton Rabon, Hachirei ve'am Rabbeit, ve'am Chabeit, ve'am Gabe, Kikreikres, is Kikreikres, the Shiyar is Kikreikres. So not to be hired only if he does it to the extent of the Kikreikres. In other words, if someone milks, he obtains the milk from a cow. The Shiro Kreikres, so is Chayim. Now, what does Chayim mean? Mechabitz? What does Mechabitz mean? So, Rashi has two shot in Mechabitz. Hamamid hacholok bekeif. In other words, if he puts the milk in the valet, or the valet in the milk, so that's one shot. Now, that's not Megabit. Migabin, because Migabin means the less, the final act in bringing, in the making of cheese, in bringing the pieces together. That's Migabin. But when you coagulate the hollow so that it should solidify, so that's not Migabin. So Migabin is the final act in the process of making cheese. But the process of making cheese, first, the initial act in making cheese, so is mechabit. That's the first wash. Another wash is mechabit esikim in kli gem v'nesin hakofu b'seichel. So it's like a certain kind of a basket. It's a certain kind of a strainer. V'nesin hakofu b'seichel u'me'acholov she'im isyume. The way native liyazmeson, and then the way comes out. The way comes out. So in other words, it's like a strainer. Certain kind of Islam. The Miri says it, basket, oh, it's a certain kind of Islam. Alright, now, so I'm a Chabit, Achiri, I'm a Chabit, I'm a Gabi, Kikreis. Now, the Gemara doesn't say on what score is a Chabit. Ham a Chabit, the Chabit means he sweeps the floor. Ham a Rabit means he sprinkles water to remove the dust, the offal, by sprinkling water. The Orinde, Chale is Vash, if he removes the loaves from the beehives. So, Shotan Hishabe is Chayav Chatos. He's in Beyonte Lake Avoy, Divere Bles, Machachonim in Yim Lachotze Lachotze in Yom Shushus. Now, the Mamishne says that there is a fundamental Machlekes Hashem. What? Where do the Chachonim have reference to? To what do they have referred? So some Rishayim say, many Rishayim say, that the Chachomim, when they say, Echotze v'Echotze, Eim Yom Shishvuz, Echotze v'Echotze, Echot Shabbos v'Echot Yom Teh, so they have reference only to Mechabit to Merabit. To Mechabit to Merabit. Masha'i Kin Chayuri, Mechabit, Megabit, the Chachomim Amir to Reb Lezer, that there is a Chiyuv Chatos. But some Rishonim say that when Chachomim say Yachotze Yachotze Ben Shabbos B'yontet Inom Shishvuz, so they have reference not only to Mechabit and Merabit and Rechale and Zvash, but they have reference to everything. They have reference to Chiluv as well. Now, the reason as to why the Rishonim say they have reference to everything is because of Chiluv. As far as the others are concerned, I mean, there is no difficulty, but because of Chiluv. Because what is Chayev Chayev? Because of Dosh. Now, in Dosh, the Rabbanu of Rabbi say in Yishael Dibrei Karki. So some of the Shemim say that Behemoth is considered to be karki because it gets its sustenance from the karki. But other of the Shemim say no, the karki means the karki mamish, something that grows. A Behemoth doesn't grow, it gets its sustenance from karki, but it doesn't grow. So the Meile, how can the Chachomim say that it's higher? So the Meile, they are forced to say that when the Chachomim say Yachatzeh, 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 they have reference to everything. Not only to Mechavit and Meravit, they have reference to Chayil Rizwa. To Chayil Rizwa. Alright, now. Rav Nachman Bar Gurya Yikra Ladoi. Boy Mene. Chayil Vishmai Mechayil. Omer Vishmai Mechayil. Mechavit Vishmai Mechayil, Omer Vishmai Mechavit. מגבים שמה לחייב, אומר שמגבים. אומר לי, רב כה, קודם כל באגמי, אבוס, he is a rich collector. No, in other words, אומר לי, עושה שוב במדרוש, אומר לי, חילי חייב משמפרק, מחבץ חייב משמבר, מגבי חייב משמבר. המחבץ, המרבץ, ורבי וחבץ, לאשר, אפשר לחייב, אל תודה להיות מגבות. דיבר רב לזר. So why does Rav Lezer say that Torah Bechal is Vash? So Yontef is like a boy and the Shabbos is Chai Vachatos? Omer Rav Lezer, my time with Rav Lezer, v'chziv, v'yidmele is v'yaretz at Vash. V'chimayim yim yaretz at Vash. Elohim aloch, ma yar atinu shemenu b'Shabbos Chai Vachatos? Av Chal is Vash, horeide. Horeide v'menu b'Shabbos Chai Vash. Chai Vachatos. So in other words, Chavis, so it's especially our pussy, especially the Zakosu, that the Bihai has a din of Mechuda. It's a din of Mechuda, even though the Mitzias is not Mechuda. So who learns out this pussy, this Yalpuse? Who learns out this Yalpuse? Rav Lezer ben Chachomim Achim. Now, why the Chachomim Chilik? So you could say that the Chachomim don't learn out that Yalpuse, even though the pussy says, why Yidmele is of Yaris and Vash, so it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that it has a deen of Yah, Maya Atilashman. We don't learn that Yah was it. Or we can also say, now I think that Radak says that the Yibnul Isid, Yahras Advash, does not have reference to a Bihai, it has reference to cane sugar plantations. That's called Yahras Advash. Now, cane sugar plantation is certainly the Chuban. So, but the Bihai does not have a din of Mechuba. Anyway, that's only Rabbi Lezer, and that's a Mishnah in Yukzi, it's a Mishnah in Shviz. I mean, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. So, Rabbi Lezer has especially a Puse of Maya, Ratim, Shememu, Bishabes, Chayef Chatos, Avchal, Izbash, Arim, Shabbat, Chayef Chatos, that Yad Izbash, that Chal Izbash has a din. Chal Izbash has a din of Mechuba. But the Chachomim, Achir. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamechabed es habayitz. Hamechabed es vimayim laharbitz es ha'alvak shoyal. He sprinkles water. Chayev chatos he come before shtayim edo arim echal es vash chayev shtevish. Umechabed um rabbitz mishim beit. Echot zeh vechot zeh echot shabu echot yontet mishim shuz. Dilum eki konitz lo nismal in adem eshe vayitz malayim vame bin. So why? What's the shuz? Because of bin. As a result of sweeping. Now we are dealing, Rav Lezer wouldn't say that if one sweeps this kind of floors like Chatos. We are dealing here with the floor of earth. In other words, so then, as a result of sweeping the floor, so Opo Sen fills up the gomates, the cavities, and then it's mashreis. It levels it up. So Mele, that's Binyan. That's Binyan. Alright. So דילמה כי קונס לו מסמל לנהגומי שבבייס ועליהם בא לבניין קודם קונה באגמי הכי כך כאן מן האגם הוא להיות בפורש משנה מפרק מפרק מסי שפריק איכל ממוקים שנסחס בי והווה טוב בסדוש so in other words so one more Rashi is that Chile if he's a tongue of dog why the tongue of dosh what's the nature of dosh when he separates the psalas from the twig So but and when you milk a cow, you separate your matri, the mashke, the milk, from the eichel, from the behemoth. So in other words, separating an eichel, a mashke from an eichel, is a total dosh which involves the separation of the psalus from an eichel. So that's one mashke. These the arm that indicates So then Rashi mentions the Shite that the Tchili is higher than Keitzer, even though Keitzer has to do with vegetative life. And this has to do with animal life. So according to this Loshin Rashi, there is an equation between vegetative life as far as Keitzer is concerned. Just as there is an Elocha of Keitzer, when you remove something from its chies in vegetative life, when you harvest the tree, you reap, let's say, grapes or whatever fruit it is. So then you cut off the pere from its chies, from its vegetative chies. So the same thing applies to animal life. In other words, when you obtain the milk from its animal chies, from animal life, so it also involves a tone of kate. But that's a big thing. When do we have an roche, Rashi's chelik on the chicken? When do we have an roche of Keitzer, that is only when it is you remove from vegetative life something that is mechuber. But animal life is not mechuber, it's only you are only 8 km in Kirch Yusei, but not. It's not mechuber mechanical, so there is no. So there is no Moloch of Keitzer. Whereas the Shite of the other Shite holds that Keitzer applies not only to a case of Eikir Miman Chubea, but Eikir Min Kemch Yusei. Let it be vegetative life, let it be animal life. Eikir Min Kemch Yusei involves the Moloch of Keitzer. So he says, "Lo yidvav mechuberi elo pokid biokir v'koye ba'atine hadad kitvua v'kasher v'lo shnifarik namo ishayach meima v'lo shnif." Now then there is another shite, the shite kubetzes in Ksubes, Dapei, mentions in the name of Rabbi Shloim Nehor, that's the Rabbi of Rashbo, or Rabbi Shloim Nehor, they're also the Rabbi of Rabbi Yemet, the Mamachlikes of the Rambam. So he says that Chayri v'ishayim mishum gezis. Gezis. So then the Yireim says that Chayiv is higher Mishum Techem. It's a very remarkable sheet. In other words, that when, because after all, the milk is very fine, so when you milk the cow, you obtain something that is, so it's like Techem the Behreim. That's what the Yireim says. Very strange sheet. Alright. Now, that is in regard to Chil. Now, Mechabiz Mishumai Mechaye, Mishum Beir. What kind of Beir? Beir Icha Mechabiz. Now, Rashi had to show. One Pshat in Mechabiz is that he makes the milk coagulate. He curdles the milk. So whenever you take milk, and you let it stay, and then later on it solidifies, it curdles, it coagulates, so you are higher mission there. And then the other pshat is when you do it through a strain. Now, why didn't Rashi like the first lotion? So the Miri apparently explains it. It implies the explanation. Vamechabit rotolim aramavit is a chol. He curdles milk. Chayiv mishmeira shemapchish hakum in a chol. Because the milk has two parts. It has the watery part and it has the thick, the viscous part. So when you are mechabit, when you curdle milk, so then in the end there is a separation between the viscous, thick part of the milk and the water part. So it's there. V'yeshmi poshim, that's the second washing. V'mechabei sheneisne bisal v'huyetzimeo. V'huyetzimeo. Now, that's the second washing. So, The Rosh is Ruyetine. So it seems that the reason is why Rashi didn't write the first Rosh, because according to the first Rosh, it involves the Shire. Bishleime, if you separate the whey from the other portion of the milk, for his trainer, so then it's going to be a guy. But if it means, as the first Lashon Rashi says, Hamami Dacholov Bekeibo, you put rennet, you put the rennet in the milk, or the milk in the rennet, whatever you do. So then, when you put the rennet in the milk, nothing happens. After staying like that for some time, then a certain part of the milk coagulates. So it's gone there. So why should it be chal and chatos? So it's gone there. So that's the reason as to why Rashi doesn't like the first pshat in Rashi. I mean the first lashon that Rashi mentions, because it's gone there. So what's the first lashon in Rashi? So apparently he's talking the machleke between Rabbi Avraham and Rabbi Eliezer. There's machleke between Rabbi Avraham and Rabbi Eliezer. If someone is there, b'rechal and shalmayim, whether it's chal and chatos someone's in Rabbi Avraham, but Rabbi Avraham says it's someone's in Rabbi Avraham. Because it's done by machine. Chaim Shamayim was one of the earliest machines. So it's gone. And the Rebbeinu says that it's like saying Rebbe Gwachim say I think. If it's the derech leikom to do it deliberately, that you loche. So Ibn Kom is also chay. And we saw that there is a machlekes in the domain of that. Between the Rosh in Akenitz in Bavakame, when the Gemara says that the Shaini Shabbos, Zeyre, Viruach, Nisayayte, Nechaz Machshemes, Osoteiro, so the Rosh explains that in Shachim, Bavakame, in Terek Akenitz, because otherwise we couldn't finish your life Zeyre. That's the way Zeyre explains. You leave the twig, the grain in the wind, and then the wind drives away the chaff from the twig. So now it's especially just a course of good Zera, because that's the law of Zera. But it doesn't apply to other laws. But Rabbi Nechanan in Kotis, they have to hop on veins. So the Nechanan applies it to a case where you, let's say, you have a very strong wind, and then you open the door, and you have a fire, and as a result of opening the door and allowing this the hurricane to come in, so then you allow the blaze. So then it is also. So the Rabbi Hanan was the Kashiwai should be also. It is a Grome, after all, it's the wind with us. So he mentioned the Gemore of Shani Shabbos, the Hamashel of Zotayla, the Lord Sayyid. So we see that Hanan agrees with Rabbi Nezer, and the Rosh agrees with Rabbi Avraham. So he said, Machlekes is the Machlekes between the two Shemias and Rashi. The first Lashon Rashi says that Amamit Cholov Bekeivo, you put in anything else. Even though it takes place, the separation of the watery part from the solidified part takes place by itself later. So it is gone, but since that's the way people do it, that's the way people curb the milk. So the melee, so it's higher. But Rashi apparently agrees in the Shita of the Rosh that this halacha of Zeira is special because according to Gabi Zeira, it has no application to other halachas. And this is what the Miri means. This is what the Miri means. Fine. Now. Amina shall resume Chedim Chuz. Oma, Kaime Mai Omer Abono, Dilma Ose La Shvuri Gumes. Ho Chaleke Gumes. Lame Ho Kemes. Robert is voice to Zizoye. Ashtekal Rabine Komistaya Mahavu. ואמר לו עם הרשישי כלי דרובה, אשכה לרבה של קומיסטאי המהב. אומר לו, אם לסובה לו, מה, הוא הודי תניה, הורי צל רבי צל בייסי ושאבס, מי בערי בו מיומיים, וריח יצפון לו ביזו ביזו, יודו ביזו ביזו, רב לו ביזו ביזו, ונמצא בייס משרף את מילו, אומר לו, לבד התוי, תום, איש יוכח הומו, מרבי צל בייסו ושאבס. ואוהיד נדיסביר לו, שרב שימן שאול וחתכם. So in other words, so he didn't say, so he showed a few chatchile. Chatchile means, I mean, without any tricks, without any aromas, or frechitz pono bizo bizo, yoro bizo bizo. So when do we have to resort to this aroma auf Ponim bis Abizu, Rabbi bis Abizu, Alum bis Rabiut. But the point of Rabshime, so Domo Shemi Mishrabe is Mutter. So the Mele, now Rashi says as follows. Ki Rabshime, the Domo Shemi Mishrabe is Mutter. Va Merabe itse mi Mishrabe lahat bikofo bikumo. Ul Hashvi Sabayis. Elo Shemi Yalo. So Rashi emphasizes Merabe is Mutter Alum bis Rabshime. The implication being that Merabe is also Alum bis Alum bis Rabshime. Is also a new Malum Rabshim. Now why? So Rashi Lishitose, that Kuf of Dalet, Rashi. Rashi Lishitose, that Kuf of Dalet, on the day just before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Omar Afriye Barashi, Omar Rav, Mechati Shal Mitzo, Muter Litauto on Bishabbos. Avot Shotam Reloi, in other words, if you have a sweeper that consists of silk material, so silk material, so then you are allowed to use it on Shabbos to wipe up the table with that, because that's not the Klishim Alachalis. But Avosho Tamgaloi, but if it is made out of the branches of a palm tree, so that is used in sweeping the floors. What kind of floors? The earth floors, the earth ground. So in other words, so when you sweep those floors, so then you are in effect mashma v'kumeitz, you level up the ground, so that's a klishim lachta v'nisea, so you're allowed to be mitalde. Rablezer oimer rafshel tamre, mayaskim. Now the halacha is like this, muktzik doesn't be killed, but klishim lachta v'nisea is not muktzik. I mean, people call every klishim lachta v'nisea muktzik. I mean, this is one of the mistakes, of the fortunate mistakes. Because it's very fortunate that people equate everything that is lachter nisea, that lachter nisea with mukzeh. But out of being there is a fundamental distinction between a mukzeh and a klishim lachter nisea. Because the fact that something is a kelei, so that's a koi of shem mukzeh. So even if it's a klishim lachter nisea, let's say a pencil is not mukzeh. A pencil is a green shemalach nisah. It should be mentioned to people, because if you mention to people that a pencil is not mukzeh, then they might be involved in a nirshul and they might come to write on Shabbos with a pencil. Because people are very ignorant, and if they hear, like this, they know mukzeh is forbidden. But if they hear a pencil is not mukzeh, it's green shemalach nisah, then you'll find that many of these Jews who found out that a pencil is not mukzeh, they're writing the pencil. So one has to be careful. I mean, not all the halachas can be mentioned before everybody. But al pedin a kele is a koy of mukzeh. So a klishim lachter nisah is also a sabitiyot. Not mitiras mukzeh, separate halachas. But only mecham mukzeh. But mitiras mukzeh and mitiras mukzeh, a klishim lachter nisah is mukzeh. So he said, the masking of Mila Mutzer Bukutzer Kele, Bole Marav Shatam Reloi, Vorav Kirobis Virale, Elo Mechamalite, Bole Marav Lezer Ashel Tamro, but the Tamro, so it's a Klishim Lachalise, so Mechamalite is Josea, Leilo Mechamalite, Amy Machina Maravaz. Anyway, so we see that a sweeper, a broom that is used in sweeping the floors, that is levels off the ground, so that is a klishim lachter nisea. In other words, you do a melacha. What kind of melacha do you do? Bimle. So Rashi says there, Shaltam rekein shalom lechavre sabayi. It's a boom. The osea mishum ashvuye gumitz. The meita refshinem psikhei shevoyos. So that means that there is a difference between rabbit and mechavre. Mechabed is the tzikreisha, when you sprinkle water, sometimes it might level up the ground, but sometimes not. So maybe it's not a tzikreisha. So maybe when the Gemara says that Arun Rabshim is muta, only the rabbit is muta Arun Rabshim, but Mechabed is not. Mechabed is not. Now, the other Rishayim, that takes its own salvation, that Mechabed is osea, but not because it's a tzikreisha, but because of tilkum mukse. Because when you're mechabit, so you move the offal is mukse. So you are mutalte mukse. Then the Arishayim will say, who are chilek? And the Taboris, there are some men of the Shevim who say that when the Gemara says leave, and so it's a Shevim Shorat and Mechatchile, so it is Vefl and so on to Merabit. But Merabit is also in the Gemara of Shevim. They are the Shevim who say that the Gemara is Vefl and so on to Mechatchile, because that's not the situation either. Now, the Shevim who say that when the Gemara says this very Shevim Shorat and is limited only to Merabit, not to Mechatchile, so are divided. Some, like the Bahaq, say that Mechabit is Osea because of Tirpul Mukze, but not on the basis of Binyan. And some say, like the Rambam, that Mechabit is Muter and Mechabit Mechabit is Osea. So what do you say? Mechabit is Osea like Rashi, that Mechabit is its creation. So then if Mechabit is its creation, So let's see whether the Rambam agrees with Rashi that Mechabit is expression. The Rambam says in the Chavit Mut HaShabbos Halacha Beis Kol Amashve Gumeis Halacha Pen Chavit Mut HaShabbos Halacha Gim Nu Noshim HaMisachtus Begezim Mushkeim Chayitzeben Asures Misachtus Ben Bishabbos Shemo Yovinu Vahashvus Gumeis Viyosa Lechabit Es Akark Shemo Yishvat Gumeis אלוהים כאילו ירוס את העברים, ומותר לזל את מים על גבי הקרקע ונחיל שיש של יש וגומיס, שאני נשחב לו כך. So, לזל את מים מרב את עצמותה, because it's a machine נשחב. Why? And even though there is a possibility, יש וגומיס, still it is מותר, because the machine נשחב is מותר, according to the machine. So why is מחבי גוסר? Because that's a secretion. If it's a discretion, it should be higher, not only as a Rabbanon. And then, if it's a discretion, why does the Rambam say, we also lechabe des akarka, shemo yash nikumeis? The Rambam should say, we also lechabe des akarka, shevadai mash nikumeis. The Rambam says, shemo mash nikumeis. So it's not a discretion, if it's not a discretion, so what's the difference between the rabbis and the chabe? So from the nearest Washington's mashma, that but neither one is expression. But in one case, Mirabit, so not in most poem, is the Ashwaiz Gumitz as a result of sprinkling water. Sometimes when you sprinkle water on a earthen floor, so then the Ashwaiz Gumitz. But sometimes not. Mashainke, you will use a broom and you sweep an earthen floor, then most of the time the Ashwaiz Gumitz. But it's not 100%. So apparently, the Rambam Shiti is that in order to be considered a psikreishe in the Reise, to be considered a psikreishe in the Reise, then it must be 100% like psikreishe for youngs. You cut off the head of a tzipeir, you want to give it to a child to play with it, as he told you. So and you are not having to deaden the tzipeir, just to cut off the head of the tzipeir. So that's 100%. That's 100% that whenever you cut off the head of a malchai, it must die. Even though years ago the Life magazine had a picture of a hen that was beheaded, and he said that it was alive, but it wasn't considered alive of the deen. It was like a reflex action. I mean, the movements that this hen showed after it was beheaded. So it's 100% when you cut off the head of a tzipor of a balchai. Masheinke, that's secretion of the rice. That's considered the same rice. Masheinke, well, it's not 100%. It's 60%, so then Midraise is not considered Misrabe, but Midrabonon is considered Misrabe. So Mirabe is not in most of the time Mashe Kumeis. Mashe'inki Mechabe, so most of the time it's Mechabe Kumeis. Now, we have to understand one Gemara. The Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Shimon, Mirabe is Mutter. So when Robert the Swissoi found Rabbinah become Israel and Havre because there was a lot of dust, ואמרו מחשישי פריד רוב אשר רבש מסתיים אהבו אומר מסובר למעל הוד את עניה הורי צל רבי זה דייסי בשבס מי והרגע מזה ימי so obviously רבש didn't rely on רב שימן שיטה he didn't rely on רב שימן שיטה so in other words because he was חישיש for the שיטה of רב יהודה דובר של ישחב לי זוסר now the שיטה of רב יהודה דובר של ישחב לי זוסר so how will it be סרומה ואילן So what is that? Whom is he deceiving? According to Rabbi. So it's a shvus. According to the Chachom, So it's a shvus. So how can he resort to Aaron? So you say, no, because he knew that Voyid Nisir Lekrafshim and Nishor Afil Lechatchila. Voyid Nisir Lekrafshim and Nishor Afil Lechatchila. So he knew of that. If he knew of that, so why did he have to resort to this Aharon? The Miri raises that question. But it's possible to explain this Gemara on the basis of the Gemara in Psochim, in the Sugya of Loyev Shavuot Mechavim. So the Gemara in Psochim says, Yemoyim Sochim says, the second version, and Aloch is like the second version. Ike da'am re'ef shavu'i mechavim ha'ane puktai ve'vid re'ef shim. Lo yef shavu'i ka mechavim kol ha'am ha'u tibi dishon. Ki pligei de lo yef shavu'i ka mechavim. Ba'u libe de re'ef shim en be'ozul bas ha'kavone kol ha'am ha'u tibi dishon. So, Lo yefsha, so Gemara says in the second version, and we pass the like second version. Lo yefsha, v'lo yikom echavim kol ha'om v'lutri v'lishon. So Teitzvah says that it is referenced to a case where there is no psikreshe, because where there is a psikreshe, so even the pshim is made in tzosa. So a case of any mishav. But the Gemara says, lo yefsha, v'lo yikom echavim kol ha'om v'lutri v'lishon. And what's the pshat in kol ha'om? So Teitzvah again explains that in the second version, kol ha'om doesn't mean bein abay of the grove, but it means bein rabiyude, bein rabshim. So even according to Rabbi Yudeh, according to the second version, so the Dorsh is Chavim is Oseh, where there is no Tzikreshe, so it's only in Efshar Leikom Echavim. But Lo Efshar Leikom Echavim, so then even Rabbi Yudeh is made there that it's Mutf. Now when I learned Psochim, I explained it on the basis of Nisasi, because Rabbi Yudeh rejects the Din of Dorsh in Yisrael, but there is a Ocher, Asher Yechtobo, Prat on Nisasi, that Rabbi Yudeh is made. So Memele, if it's Efsher, and Efsher, Lo Efsher doesn't mean Lo Efsher is a sakonistic process. If there is any hardship situation, it's considered Lo Efsher. That's what Teisver says. So in other words, if it's Efsher, we will come to Chavim. If it's Efsher, we will come to Chavim. In other words, let's say, there is grass, and he doesn't have to walk on grass. He has to go to a certain place. He can bypass the grass. He can go, let's say, on the sidewalk and not to use a shortcut. He won't have to walk on grass. And he walks on grass, so it's Efsher. We won't come to So then it's not considered a misasi. But suppose the whole street is of grass. I mean, there is no, you couldn't walk any other way. So then even Rabbi Yudeh would be made there that it's Muta, because then it's considered misasi. Then it's considered misasi. So if there is any hardship situation, so it's considered Lo Efsher. So then it's considered Misasi. So Memele, the Buddha is made that by Lo Efsher, Lo Yikom Mechavim, so Dorosh in Mishavim is Mita. Only by Efsher Mechavim. So Memele, in this case, so Amale, so he says, Ashkecha Rabbine Yikom Mishtayam Mechavim. So in other words, so he was very, he felt very uncomfortable from the heat, from the dust, and he had to sprinkle water, you know, on the floor in order to eliminate, to get rid of the dust. Of the dust. So it was, now his purpose, his kavone was not to level off the floor, as we showed him. I mean, his kavone was to get rid of the dust. But there is a possibility, if you sprinkle water, so you level off the carpet. So, but it's Lo Efsher, because there is no other way of relieving himself of the discomfort. So, Memele is Lo Efsher, Lo Yikom Echavim. So, actually, even according to Rabbi Yudeh, it should be Mutar. Even according to Rabbi Yudeh, it should be Mutar. So, why did he tell him, Lo Yisovalo, Mar, Lo Hovitani, Lo Reitzel, Lo Rabbi, Tzitz, Beis, Bishabes, Leide, Arigum, Lo Yemayim, Lo Yechetzon, Lo Yisovalo, Lo Yisovalo, Lo Yisovalo, so that could be explained. Even according to Rabbi Shimon. Because the Gemara in Sochim says there, Toshma, that for Bogom days, Meche Ksus Meche Gedalko, who will watch when he's having the Ham, the Ham, the Shem, the Akshon, who I'm Kadosh in his Ham, the Atsnui, Machin, Machere, and the Machin, the Ochel, the Kershaw, the Kitsnui, the Chloe, the Vak, Havel, Shore, Because they call it one washing, so even Rav Shimon is only matir in the case of Efshar, but in the case of Efshar, Rav Shimon is not matir. Now here it's a case of Efshar because he can do as the Tznuyim did, to put a stick and then to put the pegel on top of the stick of the keli. So it's Efshar. So, and still Rav Shimon is matir to put the baguette to wear the baguette. So we see that even in the case of Efshar, Rav Shimon is matir. But it's mentioned here that that's really Mavshim Lacharei. The question is why? In other words, Rav Shimon holds the question is how is he there? So why did the Tznuyim be a Mavshim Lacharei? So Rashi says that even though it's a question is having, so still the Tznuyim were Mavshim Mishum Moses Vasali. Mishum Moses Vasali. Because not only that people shouldn't say, after all, in other words, let's say, true, he knows that Ishmael is Galil, that he is not mishaven to be named from that baguette. He only does it in order to evade the tax. But people might accuse him. So in order to avoid Moses was saying, they put the cane and then they put the baguette on top of the cane. So that means that there is a meaning of Moses was saying not to do something that is not mishaven, because people might say that he is mishaven. That he is mishaven. So maybe this is why he told him. The Ashkechele Rabashi becomes Tayyam Ahavre. So since it's Tayyam Ahavre, so not only a Kol Rav Shimon it was Muter, even a Kol Rav Yudah it was. Before the Gemara established, Vohidu Yisrael Rav Shimon Shorav Hachachre. So it's Muter. Because Rav Yudah is made there, we pass him by way of Shorav Kamechav, and since he was Mishaya, so it's a hard situation, so it's Vohidu Yisrael Rav Kamechav. So he knew that he was not mischaven. He only did it in order to get rid of the dust of the offal, not to level off the ground, the floor. But a meaning of Moses was saying to Oshayach, Snuyin wa machmir, not to do it. Because people might say that he doesn't be kavone. He doesn't be kavone. So he said, with some of the Mahalo Hoditanya, the only reason is why you refrain from school. Even though it's a hardship situation, so it's not a real contra view. So the only reason is because Yahesh Shlosh is for sign, you'll be very debated. You'll wash your hands here, you'll wash your face over here, your feet over here. So no one will be Heshish you that you are doing it with carbon to level up. Because they see that every time you sprinkled water, it was for a certain purpose. So this kind of arome, when it's muta mikra levine without her. But, because he Rabashe was chayshish for Moses for signing like the Tznuyi, so maybe if you do it in such a way, there is no Moses for signing. So maybe.
Shul Pei Beis and Shabbos Chof Aleph Sivan and Hei Tav Shalom at Zion, June 7th, 1977, on Tuesday.
That even though the Gemara says we either the Sfira of Rav Shimon Shorav Chachile, still there are many Rishayim who say that this only applies to Merabit, sprinkling water. But if one sprinkles water, but sweeping not. Now we are talking about sweeping a floor of earth, an earthen floor. So why? So the other Rishayim who say, now the reef in Kolakeni, he says that Voyim and Yisrael and Rav Shimon Shorav Lechatchila applies even to Kibbutz. But the other Rishayim who say no, and the Halachas Deiros also says that it applies even to Kibbutz. Because even Kibbutz is Dovashim Yisrael, there is no psychration. However, the other Rishayim who say that Gemara is only Matir Alim and Rav Shimon Rikutz. But Kibbutz is Oseh. But why is it Oseh? So Teisa says it's also because maize is off on Kene. So it's because of Tilpum Mukt, even though it's Tilpum Natsar. So Teisa holds it's also. But other Rishayim say that it's also because of Ashwa's Kumets. Now, who are the Rishayim who say that it's also because of Ashwa's Kumets? So Rashi says, because of Ashwa's Kumets, that could hold out. He says it's a psychrage. And the Rambam also says that Kibbutz is Oseh, but Rashi says it's a Psikreish. So the pshat in Rashi could be it's mamash ipsik reish. It's also the reise you could say in Rashi. But in the Rambam we couldn't say that it's also the reise, because first of all the Rambam says oser, and the Rambam has a klal whenever he says oser in Hilchei Shabbos it means also the Rabbanon, and then the Rambam couldn't mean that it's ipsik reish mamash, because the Rambam says shemo yashmi gumis. In other words, it's not a certain. So the Rambam says in Perek Chofalef Mihilches. The Rambam says Shemo Yashu Gumis. So I mentioned because the Miri says as Pshat in the Rambam, as Pshat in the Rambam. He says. Ugdele am Chabri, Matirin beributs, ve'eischim bekibut, ve'agvorim nirim, mipnei sha'ashua az kumeitz, kribo bekibut, ve'yitribo beributs. Bechina suti muchres, sh'om vol hebe beributs, vo'yidne disfir lekrepshim en muta lechatkir. So in other words, so the Miri has what he calls Korah Mitzikreche. What if we call Mitzikreche? Mit der Reise ist nach Kanzler Mitzikreche. Mit der Rabbonne ist Kanzler Mitzikreche. What is it? Because in order to be in Mitzikreche, mit der Reise, it must be 100%. Like Mitzikreche or Yomus, when you chop off the head of a Balchai or a Tzipir, and you're not mischaving to them in the Tzipir. Just to have the head of a Tzipir as a toy for a child. So we say Mitzikreche or Yomus, there it's 100%. Masha'inkin here, it's called integration most of the time, but it's not 100%. So it's not integration. But in the Rabbonon, the Shittas Rambam is that even something that is only called integration is most of the time. That's the Shittas Rambam. Now, let's go over the thesis. Hachile Bishindosh. Achille Mishim Dosh, Kilpira de Kuntres Vatia Preisik Rabiubi, the Oma, Yeish Dishi Shalom in the Kaab. Now Rashi says that he's Chayim Mishim Dosh, so the question is, how can he be Chayim Mishim Dosh, but the Rabbonon of Rabiubi the whole, that in Dishi Shalom in the Kaab, that's in Gabi Tzot Chalozin, Bapeitze, and since Chalozin is a fish, so it's a dog, so it's not Idulikarake, there is no tishe in the raise. So here too, behemo is not Idulikarake. So he says, this accords with Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is, Gabitzot Chalozin also, that it's Chayim Mishindosh. That it's not necessary that it should be that Idulikarake. Vechayim Yerlori, divadek Rabbi Yehuda Asya, do asre hachomim ributz mishim shvuz, u rabshim en shor nikam hachatchel. Alright, that's a raya that this, the more the Shmaitze here is Rabbi Yehuda. But one member of Rabbi Yehuda has no logical connection with another member of Rabbi Yehuda. But since it represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda, even though it represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda in regard to another question,